Vanderburgh has the ball teed up in the near hash mark at the 40. Warsaw's got Reed and Harmon back at the 5. It's a low line drive kick, and this will be Reed from the 9-yard line. 10, 15, 20, 25, up the middle to the 30, and out to the 31-yard line, and that's where Warsaw will take over, first down and 10. Tigers trailing in the game 21-14.
Boy, and it's, like I said, we've got to be able to not only put points on the board, but you'd have to get the feeling if we don't score a touchdown, not like the game's over, but, man, we need to score.
I don't think Coach would go for a field goal now.
Yeah.
I think he thinks the only way to win this game is to get touchdowns.
Yep.
Try to keep up with them. Here come the Tigers to the line of scrimmage on the near hash mark at the 31-yard line to our left. Quentin Brock will adjust his chin strap and then go to work. And he's going to keep it. He's going to get hit. He's going to be thrown backwards. The ball came out, but he was marked down. And they're going to mark him for a loss all the way back to the 27-yard line. So that's a loss of, where are they going to put the ball down? They're going to put it at the 28, so it's a loss of 3 on the play, and it's second down and 13. So not a good start for the Tigers. Mishawaka was very riled up at the onset of that play. Very tight formation. Owens and Carl at the ends. Wings on either side. Schenck in the backfield. Pitching to the short side, Tucker Reed, and he's going to be hit. He's going to be thrown for another loss. Stopped on the play by Drew Gentner from Mishawaka. Officially, it's no gain. And it's third down, and we've come to one of those moments in the contest.
Early on in the second half. I don't know if this is the time or if we don't convert it here on third that we go for. You'd almost think we'd have to go for it.
I don't know. I think Bart would love to get like 10 yards here and give himself a real shot at it. This feels a lot like the Concord game.
Yep.
Third down and very long. Handoff up the middle. Schenck stumbles forward, and he gets across the 35-yard line. He's out to the 37-yard line, and we have an injured Tiger, and it's Christian Cullors.
We can't afford that.
No. That's going to be a gain of 9 yards on the play for Michael Schenck. And it's fourth down for the Tigers. They will certainly go for it now on fourth and just under 5.
Yep.
But Christian Cullors is down on his back. And the training staff and Coach Curtis are out there with him just inside the Tiger 30-yard line. The Mishawaka trainer came out because she was closest to lend assistance. But the Warsaw trainers are out there now.
Hopefully it's just a cramp.
Well, it's not a cramp. But he is up, and he's walking off. He was helped to his feet. He is not walking very quickly, and the longer he walks, the more he limps. An offensive line that already is missing Brock Lambert and Andrew Contreras now is missing another.
So it's three starters now on the offensive
line. Starters on the offensive line are out. And no big deal, but you're facing fourth and 5 against the Mishawaka defense.
Oh, and it's at our own 36.
And, sir. Quentin Brock and the offense trying to realistically keep the game going. It's not hyperbole to suggest that if Warsaw doesn't make it here and doesn't go down and score, that they're going to have trouble winning this football game. Mishawaka fans making a lot of noise. And Warsaw's going to take timeout. Bart Curtis wants to be sure. 10:02 left to play here in the third. Mishawaka 21, Warsaw 14, back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw huddling around their offensive coaches. You have Jacob Stouffer into the game for the Tigers. His brother, a terrific offensive lineman. They're going to need a good 5 yards. With the ball sitting just outside their 36-yard line and needing to get the ball to the 41 to get a first down and keep the drive going down 21-14. With 10:02 left to play here in the third. Brock under center. Takes the snap, fakes the pitch, drops back to throw, lofts it down the middle of the field. He's got Logan Carl, and Logan Carl's got it at the 20, at the 15, at the 10. Touchdown! There is a flag down, however. There is a flag down back at the line of scrimmage.
That's going to be a hold.
Holding against the Titans.
Wow.
A 63-yard touchdown pass on 4th and 5 wiped out by holding penalty in the middle of the line, which was not necessary because Quentin had plenty of time otherwise.
Yep.
Logan Carl got behind their defense, and he scored easily. Once he caught the ball, it was him and him alone. And now the Tigers have to punt. Oh,
talk about changing the game.
Yep. Not good.
Wow.
So now the Tigers are backed up to their 27-yard line on what amounts to a 70-yard penalty.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, in realistic terms. Now Warsaw will punt. Good snap back, and Whitaker took a funny run at it, and he barely got the kick off, and he barely kicked the ball back to past the 40-yard line. Well, I'm not sure what happened there, but Mitchell Walker now with the ball at the Tiger 41-yard line with 9:44 left to play here in the third quarter and a chance to go up two scores.
So all that work, the summertime, TMT camp, Dawn Patrol, all the work that the Tigers have put in for the last 4 months comes down to 9:44 left in the third and 12 minutes left in the fourth if they want to keep what they're wanting to accomplish on the season as far as conference.
Yep. So here come the cavemen with a chance to put their foot on the Tigers' throats. And they hand off to O'Neal, and he bounces off of one and bounces off of two, and then three more Tigers bring him down at the 37-yard line for a gain of 4. V on the stop for the Tigers. 19 carries for 118. For the fullback for Mishawaka. Well, I hope when I watch the film, I hope that I see the
hole.
And it's obvious.
Yep.
Because otherwise that would be very infuriating. Up the middle, O'Neal dives as he's grabbed by the ankles again by Villa. He'll get 3 yards. He's a yard short of the first down. And will set up a third down for Mishawaka.
Yeah, I'm with you. That tape, I mean, that's a – in that situation, in this magnitude of a game, that's a it's a call to make. But, if it was a hold, it's a hold.
So 3 more yards for the fullback for Mishawaka. And another first down for Mishawaka as he gets the ball and backs his way across the 25-yard line down to the 23-yard line. 9 more yards for Cade O'Neal and another first down for Mishawaka. And right now the Tigers just not able to keep him from getting started down the field.
Yep. That's a good way to put it. He's kind of starting to run downhill a little bit.
Well, and this is where a kid like him does his best work because he's still got energy, and you've spent all of yours trying to wrestle this kid to the ground. 8:10 left to play in the third. Mishawaka with the ball at the Tiger 23-yard line, first down and 10, up 21-14. Snyder takes the snap. He will keep it. He'll run to the right. He got tripped up as he got to the line of scrimmage. Robbie Strawn with the tackle. Snyder comes up limping a little bit, but they're going to give him forward yardage all the way to the 20-yard line.
Gain of three.
And that's 14 carries and 124 yards now for Snyder. The two guys together, O'Neal and Snyder, 35 carries for 254. And we're not halfway through the third quarter yet. Snyder from the 20. To O'Neal, looking left, runs right into Strawn and gets across the 15-yard line. He'll go down to the 13-yard line, and it looks like they're going to give him yardage for the first down. And the referee runs up there, takes a long look at it.
We're going to call it a short one?
Nope, he's short.
Yep.
So 6 yards on the gain for O'Neal, third down and one. 7-11 left to play here in the third. Mishawaka leading by seven, trying to go up two scores. And they hand off to O'Neal, and he's got a big hole to the 10, to the 5. And he drags guys all the way into the end zone. He never did go down. Touchdown. Caden O'Neal on a 13-yard run where probably five Tigers had a hold of him, and he just would not go to the turf.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm getting flashbacks of 2 weeks ago when we were just unable to tackle their running back from Concord.
So the Tigers, the holding penalty cost them seven. And now Mishawaka leads by two touchdowns after the touchdown run by O'Neal from 13 yards. High snap, spot is down. Oh, Vanderbroek hooked that one, but he hooked it through. 28-14 Mishawaka, 6:57 left to go in the third. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis back with you. Steve Scott back at the radio station. Scott Smith is not with us tonight. If you didn't know, his sister passed away this week, so he's with the family as he should be. Tigers find themselves in a 14-point hole at Mishawaka, and that's not anywhere near where you want to be.
No, not at all. If we said 21-14, it was a imperative that we score on that drive to open the second half, it's doubly imperative that we score on this drive.
Well, yeah, your margin of error is gone.
Yeah. Yep.
It's completely gone. And now the Tigers have to score. And then they're going to have to do something they haven't done the whole game. That's stop Mishawaka.
Correct.
And really, frankly, they've only had a couple of really good chances. Third and seven, third and eight. And O'Neal got 15 yards, got
right.
A first down.
Yep. You hate to say it, but you got to call it as you see it.
Yeah, it's totally true. Vandenberg to kick off. He'll drive it deep, and Reed's going to grab it near the near sideline at the 3-yard line. Coming out 10, 15, a flag is down, two flags are down, and we're having an illegal block against the Tigers.
Yep.
That was so obvious that the guy 40 yards down the field saw it.
Look at those refs take the flag out, and then they just throw it as hard as they can.
Yep.
Like trying to relive their old baseball days.
Now, the interesting part about it is the flag is back at the 28-yard line. The ball is at the 20. That's where Tucker was tackled.
I would say that's got to be a spot foul.
Yes, and right. The spot is the 28.
So it should go back to the 18.
If they take the penalty, it would move the ball back to the 18-yard line. Holding against Warsaw.
So really just a 2-yard
should be
penalty.
Yep. But we got to talk about it first.
Roger, your sarcasm is showing.
Well, he's bringing the ball all the way over here.
Well, that's Mishawaka's ball.
Oh, okay. So that's going to move the ball to the 18, and that's where Warsaw takes over first down and 10. Warsaw's worst field position of the game so far. 6:51 left to play in the third quarter. The Tigers now trailing 28-14. Mishawaka basically a quarter and a half away from essentially winning the Northern Lakes Conference championship.
And now's the time we might have to, I don't know if it's too soon, but we did try that pass last drive, and it worked great.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Brock, he will keep it. He'll turn upfield across the 20 and go down at the 23. Quentin will get 5 yards and a first down carry. Had a 70-yard touchdown run earlier in the game. 11 carries, 127 yards now for Q. Second and five. Morrison needs to pick up the pace from what they have been running. At the same time, do what you do.
Yep.
And it's Duncan up the middle. And Duncan's got a little bit of room, and he squirts forward out past the 25-yard line to the 28-yard line. That should be 5 yards, and it is. And that should be enough for a first down, and it is.
Just right up the middle run there by Brody.
8 first downs now for the Tigers. Trailing the game 28-14 with just under 6 minutes left to play in the third. Brock will hand off to Duncan. He's got a huge hole up the middle. He runs over a man at the 35-yard line and will go down at the 38-yard line, short of the first down by a half a yard. So officially it's a gain of 9 yards. Good hard running from the Tiger fullback.
Absolutely, and good blocking up front, creating some holes for Brody to get through.
Let's see if Colors is back into the game for the Tigers. He is. Colors back into the game on offense for Warsaw. And they fake the pitch. Brock going to flip it out into the flat for Logan Carl, and Carl is open, but the pass was thrown too far to the sidelines. Incomplete. It'll be third down and 10, or third down and one coming up for Warsaw.
I think that was a great time to try that pass play on second and one. Obviously, you're going to go for it on third and or fourth.
Yes.
Try and get that defense of Mishawaka to bite up on a play fake.
Yep.
Just a little bit thrown a little too deep there for Logan.
Third down and a long yard to get. Brock, quarterback sneak, dives forward, first down. Out to the 41-yard line, it's a gain of 3 and another first down for the Tigers. Quentin continues to rack up the rushing yards here in the game. Warsaw now with 10 first downs. Or 9.
We got 9?
Can you check?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got 9.
Okay. I thought I put it in the wrong box, and I did. First down, Warsaw from their 41. Whistles sound, and Mishawaka takes timeout. Timeout with 4:51 left to play in our third quarter. Mishawaka leads 28-14 over Warsaw. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 4:51 left to go in the third. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis with you at Steele Stadium in Mishawaka. Cavemen 28, Tigers 14. Warsaw with first and 10 from their own 41-yard line. The offense has had a pretty good night, to be 100% honest.
But the Mishawaka offense is as advertised.
And they're one holding penalty away from trying to go down to tie the game again. Brock, Duncan to the left. Gets slammed to the turf at the 44-yard line. Brody with 3 yards on the carry. It's his 6th carry for 23 yards. He's got a touchdown to his credit, which was his 6th. Rushing touchdown of the season, 2nd down and 7.
So I know we talked about this in the pregame, but about another weapon on our defense is keeping our offense, keeping Mishawaka's offense off the field. And I feel like that's what we're kind of doing right now. And then maybe we hope for some sort of
fumble
opportunity, in the fourth quarter.
O'Neal has fumbled and lost 3 times. So you're hoping for that. Duncan on the carry up the middle, and he gets through the hole, and he gets across the 45 out to the 49-yard line. 5 more yards for Brody, and it sets up 3rd down for the Tigers. 3rd down and 2.
So you just have to wonder if the coaching staff is, hey, we got to keep that caveman offense off the field.
Yep.
If we're going to have a chance in this game.
Well, their best work has been done in the middle.
Absolutely.
And then every now and then, they sneak out to the outsides from it. 3rd down and 2. They need to get to the Mishawaka 49 to move the chains. And it's Duncan again up the middle, and again, he's got the first down. Gain of four to the Mishawaka 47-yard line. It's a Brody Duncan kind of a drive up the field here for the Tigers. First down for Warsaw.
Seven rushes on this drive. 4 yards, 6 yards, 9 yards, 3 yards, 3 yards, 5 yards, 4 yards. That's a classic Warsaw Tiger drive right there.
Yes, it is. And I have them now for 10 first downs. As the Tigers come to the line of scrimmage, working from the Mishawaka 47. 3 minutes left to play in the third. Warsaw down by 14. Duncan up the middle again. And he gets grabbed and rudely thrown to the turf by Mishawaka's Tristan Garcia. Fairly, legally, but rudely.
But rudely.
Second down and eight. Well, one time I said that and somebody got upset because they thought that I'd said that he'd done something illegal and it was the other team listening, watching on the live stream, and they're like, that was my nephew. And it's like, okay, it's not what I meant. Second down and eight. And they're going to fake the pitch, and it's going to be Brock to the sideline, and he's going to be ushered out of bounds at the 44-yard line, so only a gain of a yard. Well, now hold on. Where are they going to put the ball down at?
I'm going to say no gain.
They're going to say no gain on the play, so it'll be third down.
Okay.
Third down and eight coming up for the Tigers.
It's going to be a big third and fourth down here.
Ball on the far hash mark, wide side of the field to the right side. Tucker Reed lined up in the slot on this side. Logan Carl is out toward the sideline. Quick throw near side. Ball tipped in the air, batted down, incomplete. And
they're going to call that a fumble.
They're going to call that a fumble?
I think the ball slipped out of his hands as he was throwing it.
Oh. It is. It's a loss of eight. Back to the 47-yard line of the Tigers. And the punt team runs onto the field for Warsaw.
I'm just trying to look at the replay here. Yeah, it did look like his ball just, as he was coming forward, it just came out of his hands, or his hand wrong.
I snapped my head to see who was open and turned my head away from Quentin. Fisher Whitaker's first punt was not very good. Good snap back, better looking kick this time. He'll bunt it down the field. It'll land at the 20, and Mishawaka will let it go. And it'll roll down to the 15-yard line and will die at the 14-yard line. 1:27 left to play here in the third quarter. The Tigers go 0-for-2 on punting or on possessions in the third quarter, and now they are in a world of hurt. Down by 14, and Mishawaka's got the ball back.
Yeah, because you come back from halftime down 21-14 with the ball, and then you go punt. Mishawaka touchdown, punt. That's not an ideal start to the second half.
No, not at all.
That was an 11-play drive we had, too.
Yep, from the 18 out just beyond the 40. And now Landon Snyder and Mishawaka. O'Neill on the handoff, up the middle, breaks a tackle, gets out to the 20-yard line. That'll be a gain of six for the caveman fullback. 15 carries for... Nope, sorry. I got the wrong dude here. How about 24 carries for 155 officially.
And they both came in an average in about 123 per game.
Yes.
Yep. Sometimes it just means more when the opposing teams play the Tigers.
Final 40 seconds of the third quarter. O'Neill up the middle, dives toward the 25-yard line. And he's got 3 yards, and he's got a first down for Mishawaka. Did I have the yardage wrong on the last play?
Yeah, I think he gained eight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I had six, to your credit, I had six written down myself.
15 first downs now for the K-Men. And counting. And I don't think Mishawaka wants to run another play.
Well, Coach Kinder's wanting the play clock. The play clock, I don't believe, reset at 40. There we go. I think this is going to be a moot point. There we go.
8 seconds to go, and Mishawaka's offense walking to the near sidelines. Through three, Mishawaka 28, Warsaw 14. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.